is on the air. The 2011 Boys State Basketball Tournament coverage is brought to you by the Boosters at Tournament Time. Now, let's take you out to the court for today's game.
Big business, small business, home-based business. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a shirt copier.
It's another great high school. Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Doniphan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Doniphan in Doniphan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Lincoln North Star High School. We just wrapped up the national anthem, and we're just about ready for the introductions here of our Class C1 consolation game between Grand Island Central Catholic and Milford. Obviously, neither one of these two teams really wanted to be in the consolation game here on the Breeze, but they will have to settle for playing for third place here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Grand Island Central Catholic, a heartbreaking loss last night at the hands of Minden, a game that went to overtime before the Whippets won it 70-66, sending them to the conference championship, and Grand Island Central Catholic here into the consolation bracket of the Boys State Basketball Tournament here in Lincoln. And next up for GICC, trying to get the taste of that loss out of their mouth, is a matchup against Milford. Milford rated in the top 10 most of the season, and Milford on the year now 22-4 on the season. They won their first round matchup fairly comfortably by a final of 57-51. A game that really wasn't quite that close, but Milford, the number 7 seed, was able to end the season for a second seed at Kimball, 57-51, again in a game that really wasn't that close. And then last night, they lost to Norfolk Catholic 55-51. Of course, Grand Island Central Catholic handled Wayne fairly comfortably in round number 1, 58-48, before that heartbreaking loss in overtime yesterday to the Minden Whippets. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the starters for Central Catholic and for Milford. We'll do that as we continue our New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High School, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Call to find out more about enrollment or visit gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools. Congratulations to the Crusaders from Master Stylist Salon. Call for an appointment now for your prom styles. Take advantage of great tanning offers, too. Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island, now on Facebook, too.
Lincoln North Star. Let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Milford. They will be the visiting team. They'll be in their road purple uniforms with white numbers, letters, and trim. And again, the Eagles come in 22-4 on the season. Their lineup looks like this. Jacob Weber is a 6-foot-tall senior. He's averaging right at 9 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Boone Anderson, 6 foot tall and a senior, averaging 7 points and 3.5 rebounds. Kyle Herman is a senior at 6'2". He's averaging 14 points and about 6 rebounds a game. Taylor Klein, a 6 foot tall senior, is averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. Coleman Dale, a junior at 6'4", is averaging 13 points and 6.5 rebounds a game. And now for the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, same starting lineup that we've seen most of the season. They come in with a record of 25-2. Patrick Stoltenberg is a 6'4 senior. He's averaging 6.5 points and almost 5 rebounds a game. Seth Wardine, 6'1 senior, 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. Turner Fay, the big gun, of course, the all-stater. He is a 6-foot-tall senior. He's averaging 25.5 points and about 4.5 rebounds a game. Tyler O'Connor, a 6'3 senior, is averaging 7.5 points and a little bit over 2 rebounds a game. And Caleb Glender, the 6'1 senior, is averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. And the starters have all been announced here. We are underway as the ball is in the air, and the opening tip is controlled by Grand Island Central Catholic. Good crowd here from the Grand Island Central Catholic side of the court. But Milford, well, they must have other stuff to do. They've got one of about 5 sections available to them filled with parents, and there's a handful of students in the student section. Grand Island Central Catholic works it on the baseline. Glender has it. Now they'll give it up on the right side for Wardeen. Right now, Milford going man-to-man. Not much pressure being put on the ball. They'll kick it left side for O'Connor. O'Connor's going to dribble out and stand between the circles, and they'll kick now on the baseline for Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg back out for Wardeen. He'll drive a little body contact, and now will head to the line as he put up the shot. Drew the contact, put up a little hope that it would go in, but the main goal was to get himself to the free throw line, where he's a pretty good free throw shooter. And Seth Wardeen will try to get the first points of the game here early on in the Class C1 state consolation game. The free throw by Wardeen is up and true. 1-0 Crusaders here in the early stages. Second free throw on the way. Wardeen hits both, and Grand Island Central Catholic, their first trip down court, able to come up with a couple of points. They're trying to put a little pressure on, but Milford breaks the press, pass up ahead, and Kyle Herman ties things up with a quick little bucket. They broke the press, and now driving is going to be Faye. Faye has his shot blocked. It's blocked by Herman, and here come the Eagles flying down the court. Up court is Anderson. He'll try to lob it inside for Herman and let him a little bit too far. And Herman was able to tip it, and Taylor Klein picks it up. And now Milford will go in the half-court set, and they try a little backdoor cut, but it's off the hands of Taylor Klein and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover here on Milford. So 2-2 here in the early stages. 6:40 to go here, quarter number one. And with the basketball, going to be Wardeen. Again, man-to-man. And right side with it is Faye. He'll kick. Now it's in the corner. Faye gets the ball back out on the right wing. He'll drive, and he gets the body contact, puts up the shot, bounces around the rim. It would not fall, but Turner Faye now. He'll go to the line and shoot two. One thing Grand Island Central Catholic has done extremely well all season is get themselves to the free throw line. The D2 championship going on now at the Devaney Center. Last report, Juanita Palisade 35, Giltner 31, about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter at last report. The free throw by Faye is on the way, and it is up and good. Grand Island Central Catholic has now 3 points, all of them coming from the free throw line. And the second free throw, taking his time, is Faye here in the early morning at Lincoln North Star High School. Hits both free throws. Crusaders break 4-for-4 from the line, and they're putting a little pressure on the ball as Anderson gets it. Long pass up ahead near midcourt is Klein. Klein now will bring it across the timeline and works his way through a double team. Dumps right side for Anderson. Anderson's going to drive the baseline, take it off glass. That's a pretty drive. And Boone Anderson with 2 points here in the ball game. We are tied at 4. And on the left side is the Crusaders. Driving up is going to be Klender, and we've got a hold whistled on Milford. And that's going to be on Boone Anderson. That'll be his first personal foul. Third team foul on Milford. Check that. That's his second personal foul. And so that puts Anderson in a little bit of foul trouble here in the early stages. Played 2 minutes, and he's committed 2 fouls. Wardeen with the basketball, we'll bounce pass it out for Faye. Faye throws it in the corner for Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg, nice skip pass to Klender. And now, great ball movement over to Faye. Faye will step up, jumper no good. And rebounding is going to be Herman. So Faye couldn't quite get the three-point shot to fall on that right wing, but good ball movement. And now we're going to have a hold whistled on Caleb Klender. That is the first on him. And second as first as a team against Grand Island Central Catholic. Well, that's going to change here because on the inbounds play, a little hold going to be whistled on O'Connor. Tried to lob it inside for Herman, and O'Connor didn't want him to be able to break like that, so he commits a little foul, and they set up for the exact same inbounds. It goes off the hands of one of the Crusaders and out of bounds. Glender had it stepped in front of O'Connor as he kind of came back around and knocked it back out of bounds. So we'll inbound again for the third time on this possession. They'll get it off for Braxton Plessel. Plessel came in for Anderson when Anderson picked up his second foul. Backdoor cut. With it is Dahlke. His shot won't fall. And it's altered by Stoltenberg. Another shot up. No good. And that one will be out of bounds off the hands of Colmondale and out of bounds. So it'll be a team rebound here for Grand Island Central Catholic, and they will try to take the lead back again. Largest lead's been 2 points, but every time they get ahead by a couple of points, then it's Milford who's been able to answer back. And bounce pass on the left side is kneed out of bounds by Taylor Klein. Can't call a kick when it goes off your knee, but irregardless, went out of bounds. So either way, it's Grand Island Central Catholic basketball. They get it to Fay. Fay will kick right side for Wardeen, who gives it on the baseline here for O'Connor. And O'Connor turned it over. Pass on the inside is intercepted by the Eagles. And with the dribble is Plessel. Plessel tries to get it on the inside. It's knocked away by Stoltenberg. And Stoltenberg forces the turnover. They get it to Fay on the right side. He'll step up for a trail three. It is an air ball and rebounded by Taylor Klein. So right now, Turner Fay 0 for 2 from behind the arc here in the early stages, still looking for his first field goal. With it is Weber. Weber here for Milford, goes in the lane, throws it underneath for Dale. Dale's got nowhere to go with it, kicks it out for Herman. Herman tries the long jumper, no good. And Kalender will pull down the rebound over to O'Connor, who gives it to Fay. Fay skips it, trailing here is O'Connor. He'll shoot the three. It is no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Milford. On the run is going to be Dale. And Dale gives it up ahead to his point guard, Weber. Weber back to Dale, and he hits a trail three. Coleman Dale got the ball back after snagging that rebound. And now it is the first lead of the ball game for Milford and the largest lead for either team at 7-4 here midway through the first quarter. Left side, here's the three-pointer by Glender. It is no good. And the rebound taken out by Milford. Weber has it. And he'll get the ball to the inside, but there's going to be a foul whistled in there. They got it in for Herman, but there's going to be a little hold whistled on Tyler O'Connor, and that'll be his second. Checking in for the Crusaders will be Tyler Barrientos and Tyler Staub. So Staub and Barrientos checking in here for the Crusaders with 3:45 to go. And on the inbounds on the baseline is Herman. Herman gets the ball back out for Plessel, and Plessel works it outside. Now entered back in for Herman. Herman shoots over the top of Fay, and he'll score. Tyler Herman, 4 points in the game, and a 5-point Milford lead. They've scored the last 7 points. Well, it's 4-2 at 1 point, and now another turnover. Pass up ahead here for Plexel. Plexel has it stolen right back by Barrientos. So we swap turnovers, and now Fay trail three, no good. Rebound by Milford. The rebound ripped out of there by Dale. And they'll give it up on the right wing for Klein. Klein, nice backdoor cut. With it is Herman. And Herman walked with it. He had it right in underneath, but just couldn't quite get his hands on the ball well enough to do anything with it. But he had possession of it, and that extra step cost him with the turnover. Chandler Folkert's going to check in here for Milford. And we got a timeout. Timeout, Bill Gavers and the Crusaders. They trail at 9-4. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Crusader players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. Go to equitableonline.com to find the tools you'll need to put your financial game plan in motion. Equitable Bank, bank with the E, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Fade and Giltner are tied at 42 in the D2 finals here in the C1 consolation. It is Grand Island Central Catholic trailing Milford, the Eagles, with a 9-4 lead. 3 minutes to go here, and head coach Bill Gaber is not happy with how things are going for his team, I think probably offensively as much as anything. And so if we see if he's drawn something up here. They get it to Fay on the left side. He'll kick in the corner. That's Barrientos, and Barrientos hits the three. First three-pointer, first field goal of the game here for Grand Island Central Catholic, and it comes from behind the arc. Plexel has it for Milford, kicks on the right side for Klein. He'll get it to the elbow. That's Folkerts. Folkerts doesn't want to shoot from there, and back around we go. Plexel has it, and they'll get it back out here for Klein, and the Crusaders picking up the defensive intensity just a notch here. They kick it left side for Klein. He'll fire at three. It's bouncing around and no good, and up high for the rebound is going to be Turner Fay. Fay comes up. Let's traffic clear, tries an NBA three, and hits nothing but net. Turner Fay getting on track here a little bit, draining that three-pointer, and just like that, a quick 6-0 run here for GICC, and they now lead it by a point, and the ball knocked away by Barrientos. They're going to say he was the last to touch it. Barrientos trying to sell the idea that it actually went off of Klein's hands and out of bounds, but it will be Milford basketball. Plexel to inbound, tosses it in. For Folkerts, right back out for Plexel. Plexel entry pass on the inside, knocked away by Wardeen. That'll be a steal, and they'll get the ball back out for Fay. Fay now will penetrate. Dish into the corner. Steppen firing the three. Rimming out is the shot by Barrientos, and Milford can't come down with a rebound. They tried to come down with it, but ran out of room and took it out of bounds with them. So it will be Grand Island Central Catholic basketball off of the miss there. And the basketball is going to be inbounded for Anspach, who checked in. And they'll get the ball to Wardeen. Wardeen steps through a double team, is able to kick it back out for Fay. They wanted to travel there, but nice job by Wardeen not walking with the basketball. They give it to Anspach, and he fires a three-pointer up and good. Brennan Anspach drains the three, and it's a four-point Grand Island Central Catholic lead. They still have yet to hit a two-pointer. Basketball in the hands of Jake Weber, and Anspach just all over him, and Anspach going to be called for a little foul here. Well, the 5'11 senior Anspach has scored only 20 points all season. Those are the 18th, 19th, and 20th points there as he hit that three-pointer. Flender going to check back in here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Again, these consolation games, a lot of times both coaches will go with a little bit deeper bench than what they usually do. Plexel has it. Bounce pass on that right side, and they tie it up or not. There's a scrum right there, and they're going to say it was last touch by the Gators as it went out of bounds. That's great defensive intensity there for Grand Island Central Catholic, forcing the turnover. Minute to go here in the first, and the Crusaders have their largest lead of the game. They trailed at 1 point by five, and now after nine straight points, thanks to 3 three-pointers, they now have a 4-point lead. Kick in the corner, stepping up is Barrientos. His jumper's no good, and the rebound by Boone Anderson. And Anderson will get the ball back out for Plexel, brings it across the timeline. Right now the Crusaders sagging on that man-to-man, but they're putting pressure on the ball. With the dribble is Anderson, and Anderson is going to be pushed by Barrientos. That'll be the first personal foul on Barrientos. 28.5 to go here, first quarter. 4 fouls against GICC. 3 have been whistled against Milford. And Fay comes out of the game. And I didn't see who checked in, but we'll check it here in a second. The entry pass on the inside. Shots up and good for Kyle Herman. Herman with 6 points in the game, and now he'll step to the free throw line. Just a real quick little snap pass. And they got in. Nice little snap on that. Anspach, Wardeen. Well, now Fay's going to come right back into the game. Anspach is out. Staub's out there. Barrientos, Fay. Klender, and that's the lineup right now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Herman's free throw is up and good. He's got 7 in the quarter, and they'll make it a one-point ball game here. More than likely, GICC, Grand Island Central Catholic, would probably milk the clock here for one last shot. Milford going with a little 2-1-2 zone here. With the dribble is Fay. Fay steps up. He'll shoot with 6 seconds left. Shot's no good. Rebound by Herman. And the pass up ahead with it at the buzzer is Dale. It would have counted had it gone in, but it does not. And so we've got one quarter in the books. And it's Grand Island Central Catholic 13, Milford 12 here in the C1 consolation game. We'll be back right after this.
USave Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town, along with the lowest prices and best service, too. USave Pharmacy, with an all-new location on 4th Street at 13th and Webb, and featuring Scooter's Coffee House at Stolly Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to North Star for the consolation game here in Lincoln. It's 13-12, the lead for Grand Island Central Catholic. Yeah, against Milford in the consolation game. Coverage of the Boise State Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36-mile-per-hour Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet and American Revolution. Milford will have the basketball to start the second quarter here. And they'll inbound it to Klein, or Klein actually is doing the inbounding. They get it to Weber, but Weber can't come up with it and knocked away by Seth Wardine. And Wardine was last to touch, and then Weber just basically screened Wardine away from him. He didn't want to pick up the ball in the corner over there, so pretty good pressure by Grand Island Central Catholic. And clear on the other end of the court, Milford's got to inbound it, and they barely break the five-second count, getting it into Herman. So the Crusaders doing their very level best to force a turnover here in the early stages of the second quarter. Anderson brings it in the offensive zone. Dump pass in down underneath for Dale, and he has his pocket picked by Fay. Another turnover on Milford, their fifth of the game unofficially. Skip pass on the right side to O'Connor. O'Connor gets it at the elbow to Wardine. Wardine takes it down to the baseline, and now they'll work it back around the perimeter. Left side, Faye's got it. Pass tipped out, but it goes to O'Connor. O'Connor tries the three. It will not fall, and the rebound by Weber. Right wing, Anderson. He'll fire a three. It's an air ball. And that was not even close. And rebounded. Now here's Fay. He'll shoot a three. That one's short. And the rebound is off the hands of Klender and out of bounds. It was battle for between Klender and Anderson. And Caleb couldn't get his hands on it. So it will be Milford basketball. Taylor Klein will get it. Snap it over to Weber, who brings it across the timeline, and then has his pocket picked by Fay. Fay with the steal. Fay with a little drop pass, and the layup is good. There's a foul. Wardine will go to the line and try to finish off a three-point play. Fay probably could have tried a left-handed layup, but just kind of bounced past it back, and the layup was good by Wardine, and now he'll try to finish off a three-point play. Wardine's free throw is back the iron and no good. And the rebound taken out by Kyle Herman. So Milford down by three. They've got the basketball in the offensive zone. Herman will skip the left side off the screen. Weber was open for three. Now we'll take it to the baseline. And his pass is tipped around by Fay. Fay can't come up with it. Herman has it and he'll drive. Fay had his hands on it. Just couldn't wrap his hands around the basketball. And so Milford, after that pressure is relieved by the tip pass, they lay it up and in. Fay dumps in the corner. With it is Stoltenberg. Nice ball movement here as driving to the basket, getting the pass is Wardine, and Wardine is fouled. They're going to call a charge. Check that. It's actually going to be on Wardine. Set in underneath was Anderson, and Anderson was there. And now he's going to come out of the game with a little bit of a bloody nose. A little player control foul here on Seth Wardine. And they're going to inbound the basketball there. talking about whether or not he can stay in the game and get administered to, and they just take a look at it and say he needs to come out of the game a little bit longer than that. So we're underway here as Weber will bring it across the timeline. Kicks in the left corner for Plexel, and Plexel picked up defensively by Fay. Will pass on the right wing for Klein. Klein looks to the inside, nothing happening there. Now pass on the baseline to Herman, and Herman hits about a 12-foot jumper, and timeout Milford. Milford calls the timeout after taking a 16-15 lead. We got 5:56 to go here, second quarter. We're back after this.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop into Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here on The Breeze as we've got the consolation game for you here in Class C1. And a pretty good game here. Milford leads it 16-15. We've had three lead changes, and both teams have had about 5-6 point leads. And now the Crusaders down behind again. They'll bounce pass it to Stoltenberg on the baseline. His three is no good. And here comes Milford. They get it to the baseline. Klein is shut off, so he'll hand the ball back out for Herman. Herman has bumps heads with somebody, and he'll get it out here for Klein. I think he actually may have hit the elbow, actually, of O'Connor. And Herman has it. He'll hand the basketball back out for Plexel. Plexel comes off of that weave. We'll give it to Klein. Entry pass on the inside, and we got a hold on Fay before Herman made the catch and laid it up and in. Herman, 11 points in the game so far. And that'll put him ahead of schedule because he averages 14 in the game. And now he'll go to the line and shoot a 1-1. That is 18 fouls now whistled against Grand Island Central Catholic. But the first on Fay. Free throw is up and good. Well, at this rate, Kyle Herman might get to his average by halftime. In fact, he might even be well above that. Still 5:17 to go here in the second quarter. His second free throw is no good, and Fay pulls down the rebound. He'll bring in the offensive zone as Milford is going to try to double-team him. A bounce pass it to Wardeen. Skip pass left side for Klender. He'll drive the baseline. A little floater. Back of the iron. No good. Up high for the rebound is Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg will kick it out for Fay, and Fay, nice shooter's touch. Got that one to roll in. And that'll get, had his foot on the line, so that's a deuce. And now they'll kick the ball right back out here for Klein. Klein on the baseline for Herman. Now knifing in is Plexel with the basketball. Good bounce pass left side for Klein. Klein waited too long to shoot. Defense was there. Shot no good, but an offensive rebound. Dale with the rebound and the bucket. He'll head to the line to try to finish a three-point play. We'll count the bucket and the foul on Stoltenberg. We'll give Dale the opportunity for a three-point play. Well, check that. My math was wrong. That was a three-pointer by Fay. It was real close to that line, and I did poor math in my head. It's hard to add twos and threes, I guess. The free throw was up and no good. Up high for the rebound is Fay. Fay snags the bound, drives the lane, bounce pass inside for O'Connor. O'Connor has the ball knocked away, and there will be a turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic. Dribbling out with it now is Plexel. Plexel kicks right side for Klein. Klein, nice little cutter here by Herman. His shot's no good. Up high for the rebound is Barrientos. And Barrientos has it knocked away. Steal by Klein. Klein's going to lay it up, and it rolls in. Taylor Klein, his first 2 points of the morning here. And now Turner Fay brings in the offensive zone. 3-point Milford lead, 21-18. Pass tip off the shoes of one of the Crusaders. And they'll try to get it out ahead to Plexel. And they turn it over. Jordan Coates had his hands on it. Tried to pass it up ahead, but he led Plexel a little bit too far. So we just swap turnovers here. And pretty even turnover-wise. Milford, I have unofficially with one more turnover than the Crusaders. with the basketball, Wardine. Wardine will step through a double team, kicks for Barrientos, skip now for Fay. Immediately gives it to Wardine, top of the circle. Now left side to Barrientos. He enters it in. Is there a walk? Yeah, there is. That'll be on Taylor. Tyler Staub took an extra step there. Bill Gaber's telling his crew how he wants to put on a little full court here. And they're going to pick him up actually about three-quarter court. Now they're going to drop even back further than that. Fay does pick up Plexel, and the pass right side. Coates in a little bit of trouble, but he's able to get it to Plexel. Plexel has his pocket pick. With the steal is O'Connor. O'Connor will spin, dish, layup. Good, Mark Turner Fay. And give the assist to O'Connor after he forced the steal. He then made a nice bounce pass to set up Fay. And there's going to be a push on that far side on Tyler Staub. So here's the last 1-1 of the first half for Milford. As Plexa will try to get his first point of the day. Brendan Ansbach going to check back in here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Weber back in for Milford. So both teams send their number 11 back into the game. It's actually 10 fouls as a team, so Plexa will shoot two. He hit the first one, so that becomes an academic discussion. Either 9 or 10 fouls as he hits the free throw. 22-20. Free throw is up and good. That'll make it 23-20 with 3:09 to go here before halftime. Fay in the offensive zone. Bounce pass top of the key here for Wardine. Back to Fay. Fay's going to back in. Dish right side. That's Wardine. He'll fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound by Herman. And then a hold. Herman snags the rebound, and then there's a little foul there as they put a little pressure on. The foul on Ansbach is going to be his third. So Herman will have two shots here. And it is back the iron and no good. 12 points in the game. For Kyle Herman, who averages 14 on the season. He bends the knees, fires the free throw, and it's nothing but net. 4-point lead for Milford. 2:52 to go before halftime. Driving is Fay. Fay top of the circle here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Spins, weaves between about three or four different defenders in that zone, and now they'll skip left side for Barrientos. He'll fire a three. It's an air ball, but right into the hands of Staub. Staub gets the rebound but can't hit the shot, and then finally rebounded by Paxton Folkerts here for Milford. And now the Eagles have it. Now they have it knocked out of bounds by Barrientos. For Milford, Chandler Folkerts and Coleman Dale are going to check in. Inbounded for Plexel. Plexel right side for Klein. Nice entry pass on the inside. Shot's good for Chandler Folkerts. That'll push that lead out to 6 here. Largest lead of the game for Milford. 26-20. Skip pass on the left wing. Barrientos kicks out now for Fay. Fay's three is no good. And up high for the rebound is Chandler Folkerts. And Folkerts will help work it up ahead here. They get it to Klein. Klein's going to drive the baseline. And as he's falling out of bounds, tried to connect with one of his teammates. And that pressure put on by in part by Tyler Staub forces Milford into their ninth turnover of the first half compared to 6 for Grand Island Central Catholic. And timeout Crusaders, minute 48 to go here before halftime. It's 26-20, Milford with the lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. We're back after this.
It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High School, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Call to find out more about enrollment or visit gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
coverage of the Boise State basketball tournament brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed, not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, at the local coffee shop, the most important thing they do, the secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. See Zeke today at the end of Hildreth, and best of luck to all area athletes. Grand Island Central Catholic brings it up court. It's stolen away. The steal and then the pass up ahead to Coates, and Coates is fouled going hard to the rack. Faye just tried a little bounce pass and some quick hands over there. As they force the steal, and now Staub is going to be whistled for the foul. That'll be his second. There's a couple free throws here for Jordan Coates, and he rattles the first one home. 27-20, largest lead of the game here for Milford. Again, last time, Grand Island Central Catholic fell behind. They hit three straight three-pointers. Coates' second free throw up and good. And shooting threes, well, that's about when they went on the little run. They've really cooled down, has Grand Island Central Catholic. With the basketball, Staub, back around the perimeter, giving out to Fay. Fay well between the three-point, just between the three-point circle and the jump circle. Pass left side, tipped away. Milford's got it. Outlet pass up ahead for Dale. Dale's layup, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Wardine. Wardine dribbling through traffic, kicks right side for Fay. Fay, little floater on the baseline, and the ball sticks. It is knocked between the glass and the rim, and Chandler Folkerts tightens it up a little bit with a jump, and now tipped out of there with it is Taylor Klein. Klein and Folkerts had a little fun with that if no one else did. Milford with a 28-20 lead, 1 minute to go here before halftime, and Grand Island Central Catholic really does not want to fall any further behind. One thing that works in their favor right now, that is a jump ball, and as a result, it is Grand Island Central Catholic ball. They'll give it now to Fay on the right side. He's picked up defensively by Dale. He'll skip it left side for Berrientos. Berrientos in the corner. Stoltenberg jumper, three-pointer, no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Milford. Snagging the bound was Folkerts, and now they'll give it on the left wing for Dale. Dale, baseline jumper, back the iron, no good. Rebound out to Fay, and Fay will dribble through traffic, has his pocket picked, and oh, there's a foul in there, and the folks wearing purple thought that that was clean, but it's going to be a foul whistled on Jordan Coates. That is only the fifth team foul on Milford. So with 34.5 to go here before halftime, Crusaders left the inbound at Wardine. We just throw it in the backcourt here for Turner Fay. And Fay slowly walking across the timeline. Still has his dribble. And he's actually standing in the middle of the jump circle here, working off a little bit of clock. This should be the last possession for either team before we have intermission. And again, nobody within about 7 feet of Fay. Fay is going to dribble to the right. Bounce pass into the corner for Berrientos. He'll fire the three. Back the iron and no good. Rebound taken out by Milford. And they can't get anything done with it. They're just pinned in there. So that'll be the end of it. But Milford will walk into the locker room with an 8-point lead. It's the Milford Eagles, 28. And Grand Island Central Catholic 20. We're at halftime of the C1 Boys Consolation Game at the State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at our halftime numbers right after this.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Big business, small business, home-based business. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a sure copier to fill that need from Eeks Office Plus. Located in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings, and online at eeks.com. Eeks Office Plus.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln North Star High School, the Class C1 consolation game going on right now. Do not have an update from the other consolation game going on in at Lincoln High, the Class A consolation. Don't have an update on that one. And the most recent update we had from the D2 championship game was 1A DePalisade and Giltner were tied at 42. And we'll see if we can get another update from that game for you. Let's give you the championship schedule. Coming up over at the Devaney Center, remember that all these games are on the ESPN Superstations in Central Nebraska, 1460 in Kearney and 1550 in Hastings. We'll have all six state championship games for you today. We begin with Class D2 at 11 o'clock, and we already mentioned that Juanita Palisade and Giltner are hooked up in that one. At 11 o'clock in Class C2, it'll be Lincoln Christian taking on Archbishop Bergen out of Fremont. That game is scheduled for an 11 o'clock tip. At 1 o'clock, the Class A game between Omaha Bryan, who won a thrilling overtime game against Creighton Prep. They'll be taking on Omaha Central and the Eagles, who have won five of the last six state championships. They will be the favorite in that one, but that should be a pretty good game. Then at 4:30, the Class D1 state championship between West Point, Central Catholic, and Howells. Both of them really have breezed through their sides of the bracket, and so, you know, arguably the number one seed and the number two seed, the two best teams in Class D1, will be hooking up at 4:30 for the D1 state championship. And then Gretna will try to pull off the upset in Class B, probably the strongest favorite of all the teams that came to Lincoln for the state championship would be South Sioux City in Class B. They had a hard time last night with Lincoln Pius, but they were able to get past the Thunderbolts 50-47. Next up, the Gretna Dragons, who just had a real easy time defeating Norris for the third time this season, 68-41. Again, the B championship game will be at 6:30, and then at 8:30, well, that's when both of these two teams wish they were working tonight, but unfortunately they have to play early in the morning instead of at 8:30 in the C1 state championship. It'll be Minden with that thrilling overtime win over Grand Island Central Catholic. The Whippets will go for the state championship, taking on Norfolk Catholic, who was able to get past Milford 55-51. That'll be the last game of the day. That game will also be in our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Well, here at halftime, it is Grand Island Central Catholic in a little bit of trouble. They don't want to end the season on two straight losses after losing only one. They didn't lose any in the regular season. They lost the sub-district final, and then to go 1-2 at the state basketball tournament is not what they had in mind. And they've got some work to do if they're going to be able to come back on this one. They trail at 28-20 at intermission. Milford with the lead, and we'll take a look at the scoring numbers when we continue with the halftime report right after this.
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40x60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd, Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Crusader players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. Go to equitableonline.com to find the tools you'll need to put your financial game plan in motion. Equitable Bank, bank with the E, member FDIC.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And welcome back here. We're on the breeze. We're at halftime of the Class C1 state championship game, a 28-20 lead here for Milford. And let's check the numbers right now. The Eagles being led by Kyle Herman. Herman shooting very well from the floor. He's also 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He has 13 points here at intermission. Coleman Dale with 5 points, the only three-pointer of the game here for the Eagles. He's got 5 points. And after that, very balanced scoring. Got 2 points for Praxton Plessel from the free throw line, 2 from Boone Anderson, 2 from Jordan Coates, 2 points from Chandler Folks as well, as Milford leads here at intermission 28-20 over Grand Island Central Catholic. Now for the Crusaders, half their points coming from Turner Fay. He's got 10 points, but Fay is two of eight from behind the arc, so shooting 25% from behind the arc. Tyler Barrientos is one of four from behind the three-point line. He's got 3 points. Brennan Anspach has hit the only three-point, in fact, the only shot attempt that he's taken all day today, and Einsbach with 3, and Seth Bourdin with 4 points here in the ballgame. So once again, it's Fay with 10, Bourdin with 4, and Einsbach and Barrientos both hitting three-pointers, each with 3 points here at intermission. The Crusaders led by a point at the end of one quarter, but scored only 7 in that second quarter, and they fall behind here to Milford at halftime, 28-20. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue with more of our halftime report. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Congratulations to the Crusaders from Master Stylist Salon. Call for an appointment now for your prom styles. Take advantage of great tanning offers, too. Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island, now on Facebook, too.
You Save Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town, along with the lowest prices and best service, too. You Save Pharmacy, with an all-new location on 4th Street at 13th and Webb, and featuring Scooter's Coffee House at Stolly Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details, or online at ronsmusic.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln North Star High School, as it is a 8-point lead here at the break for Milford. They lead it 28-20. Now, obviously, Grand Island Central Catholic next year, they got a little bit of rebuilding to do. They lose 8 seniors out for basketball, and again, the biggest shoes to fill belong to Turner Fay, of course, who averages a little bit over 25 points per ball game. So. Again, you know, folks like Barrientos and Cornelius and Jeremy Hudick, that's going to be the new face of the basketball team. Michael McGowan, obviously, a freshman. You know, they're pretty high on him as well down the road. So for Grand Island Central Catholic, it just seems like always they find some way to get back to just what is their status, and that is one of the elite teams in the state of Nebraska in Class C1, or really in any class, in terms of the amount of success that they've had. They've been to the state tournament 15 times. They've had a run here where it seems like every year for the past, you know, I'm not sure how long the streak is. It's probably, I think they missed one time in the last 7 years. They've had a nice little stretch here as they went and run the table in the Centennial Conference, arguably the hardest conference in the state of any class in terms of number of rated teams and the number of teams that they sent to the state basketball tournament. And so, again, it's been an outstanding season for Grand Island Central Catholic, and they go to overtime last night in the semifinals. They play that fairly late game, and it's just kind of hard to come right back and then play in this consolation game. And it, to me, even though there's a lot more people here from Grand Island rooting on the Crusaders than there are folks from the Milford side of the court, it just seems like right now that Milford just has a little bit more spring in their step than what Grand Island Central Catholic has. But the mark of a good team is when you get knocked down on the mat, being able to come back, and that's something, obviously, you win 24 straight games to start your season, you can come back off the mat, and they've been in some very, very tight ball games through the course of the year, always found a way to win, and we'll see whether or not they can turn that trick one more time here, their last game of the season. They're playing on the final Saturday of the high school basketball season here in Nebraska, and hopefully they'll be able to come back and win a third-place championship, come away with the third-place trophy here at Lincoln North Star. Once again, our halftime score, it is Milford 28 and Grand Island Central Catholic 20. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High School, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Call to find out more about enrollment or visit gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln North Star High School. Our first state champion has been crowned in Class D2. It was a buzzer beater as Giltner defeats Juanita Palisade 57-54, a three-pointer at the buzzer to win it and win the D2 state championship for Giltner. Congratulations to the Hornets for their 57-52 win. So there's going to be some good times in Giltner right along the interstate on the way home. You'll be able to see people smiling as you drive by on the road as the Hornets pick up the state championship. Congratulations to them. Here we have a trophy on the line as well. It's the consolation variety as Milford right now with a 28-20 lead. And, you know, Grand Island Central Catholic fans don't like teams wearing purple or having the letter M on their jersey anywhere. And they're facing that for the second night in a row. And again, for the second night in a row, they fell behind at the Crusaders. And they came back last night. They were able to come back and take the lead. And they will certainly take that here. And we'll see what they can put together here in the second half. It will be Milford basketball to start the second half. And they'll toss the ball in here for Jacob Weber. Weber's going to be picked up man-to-man here by Turner Fay. And they'll kick on the right side for Boone Anderson. Everybody cycles through. Anderson with a little cut over his eye that he had to have patched up here. And they'll get it off for Klein. Klein on that right side. Back out for Anderson. Anderson throws it on the baseline. They enter it in. Shot on the baseline. That's a nice move by Coleman Dale. And he'll head to the free throw line to finish a three-point play. Seth Wardine with the foul. 7:37 to go here in the second quarter, in the second half, rather. Let me try that again. 7:37 to go in the third quarter, a three-point play to start the third quarter, and now Milford with an 11-point lead. They lead it 31-20. Dribbling on the right side, picking up his dribble is going to be Wardine. Wardine gets it over for Klender. They get it on the baseline for Stoltenberg. And they get it on the baseline now for Fay. Fay will skip it out. Nice ball movement. Stepping up to the elbow. 15-foot jumper by Wardine. Up and good. Well, they made them move their feet in that zone, and they were able to get the ball in the hands of Wardine. He stepped up to the open area and hit that jumper. Here they kick it out for Klein to his Milford. Their long jumper is no good. And up high for the rebound is Glender. So he'll pull down the rebound and get the ball in the hands of Wardine. Wardine dribbling. And again, that little 1-3-1. They'll kick now in the corner. Jumper no good for Glender. Three-pointer won't fall for Glender. And long rebound ripped out of there by Milford. Dale gets the rebound, and they'll kick now right side for Anderson. Anderson, a little backdoor cut, got the ball back, a little give and go. Shot no good, offensive rebound. Anderson, he can't get that one to fall, and he'll shoot again, and this time he'll head to the line as he was fouled. Boone Anderson brought his lunch pail there. He went to work cleaning the glass and got a couple of rebounds off of his own miss, off of a little give and go, and now he'll go to the line and shoot two. The foul on Klender, by the way, is his second and the second team foul here in the early stages of the second half against Grand Island Central Catholic. Staub's going to come in. Klender comes out for the Crusaders. Now Anderson try to pad the lead here. His free throw is no good, so goes 0 for 2 from the line, and Stoltenberg pulls down the rebound. Stoltenberg over for Wardine. Wardine skips left side for Fay. Fay immediately gets the ball back out for O'Connor, and around the perimeter we go. Skip pass for Fay. Fay will step up, fire a three, and hit a three. Turner Fay now with 13 points in the ballgame. He's hit 3 three-pointers. After having a slow start on the baseline, backing in is Herman. Fadeaway jumper, that's no good. And the rebound by Stoltenberg. Grand Island Central Catholic forced a bad shot here. And now Wardeen picks up his dribble. Bounce pass over for O'Connor. Back for Wardeen. Skip for Fay. And Fay will give it back to O'Connor. Right side, Wardeen. Back to Fay. Fay enters it on the baseline for Stoltenberg. They double-team Stoltenberg. He kicks it out. Catching is O'Connor. And O'Connor drains the three. Get that ball on the baseline. Kick it out to near the top of the key. The guy catching it's facing the basket. And it's all squared up. And that was nicely done there by the Crusaders. Now driving the lane is going to be Coleman Dale, and he's going to head the line as he came in, got the ball just outside of the free throw line and took a couple of steps up and drew a body contact against O'Connor, and that's going to be O'Connor's third foul. Down, time at the line, and he misses the free throw. So Milford has missed their last three free throw attempts. They shot pretty well in the first half, shot about 80% in the first half. Now they're one out of four here in the second. Free throw by Dale, up and good. And timeout Milford. Milford wants to call a timeout. Their lead that was once 11 has been cut down to four. It's 32-28, 5:04 to go here, third quarter. Milford with the lead. They call a timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, after falling down their largest deficit of the game at 11, now the Crusaders are able to whittle away at it a little bit, and now they trail by only four. And again, that's just mark of a good basketball team, as we said at halftime. You get knocked down, you got to get right back up. You know teams are going to make a run at you. Fay, well behind the three-point arc. And Anderson stares him down, basically. They kick right side now for Stoltenberg. Back out top of the circle for Barrientos, who checked in during the timeout. And they give it to Wardeen, and Wardeen is going to hand it off to Fay. And Fay will give it right side for Barrientos. Fay cycles through. And with the dribble is Wardeen. Wardeen, right side for Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg will flip right back out. Dribbling is going to be O'Connor. Check that, Wardeen, rather. Key kicks out for Fay. Fay spins, little floater is good from 15 feet. Pretty good defense, but a little bit better offense there as Fay now has 15 points in the game. And now Grand Island Central Catholic down by only two, as the ball is being knocked out of bounds by Barrientos. Klein had the ball over his head, and Barrientos, with his quick hands, was able to just kind of punch it out of bounds. Weber will kick right side for Anderson. Anderson to the elbow for Dale. He'll give now on the baseline for Herman, and Herman's pass through the baseline is knocked out of bounds by the Crusaders. Milford will inbound. Weber, as we're midway through the third quarter, helps enter it inside for Dale, and Dale, strong drive, will head to the line to try to finish a three-point play. So the free throw here with 3:51 to go, trying to finish off a three-point play. The foul was whistled on Stoltenberg. Free throw up and good. Coleman Dahl. 35-30. Right after Grand Island Central Catholic made it a two-point ball game, Milford pushes that lead right back out. Bay with the dribble, top of the key. They clear out for him a little bit. He's working up against Herman, and he'll dish over for Barrientos. And Barrientos, yeah, took a little extra step with it, trying to start a move, and that'll be a turnover on the Crusaders. So Weber will bring it up here for Milford. Milford pass on that left side. Klein thought about the three. His defense peeled off of him just a little bit, but he works it back around the perimeter. Now backdoor cut for Dahl, and he is fouled, and that's going to be on Stoltenberg. That's going to be his third foul. And five team fouls against Grand Island Central Catholic here in the third quarter. They've committed a foul every minute on average. I'll check that. They gave it to Barrientos. And that should be a second, but they have it one on the scoreboard. The entry pass in for Klein. Klein now throws it on the baseline for Dahl, and his shot no good. Rebound by Wardine. So Grand Island Central Catholic quickly up court. They get it to Fay. 3 minutes to go. They give it off on the right side for Wardine. Wardine has his pass tipped. He's going to let it go out of bounds. And everybody's got something they're groan about there. The Milford fans thought that Wardine was the last to touch it, and the Central Catholic fans thought there was a reach foul. No call, but the Crusaders will have possession of it, and they'll inbound it here for Klender. Klender with the dribble, kicks on the right side for Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg gets it in underneath, and Staub, falling out of bounds, was able to collect himself and get it to Turner Fay. Fay is going to lean in, get the body contact, and he'll head to the line. Nice, strong little lean there by Turner Fay, and Fay does a great job of drawing that body contact and getting himself to the line. So Fay will have two shots here with 2:44 to go. Third quarter, Crusaders trailing Milford 35-30. The foul on Anderson is his third. Free throw, good for Fay. He now has 16 points in the game. Second free throw for Fay, up and good. And Plexel walked with it, faced a little pressure by Fay, and just didn't handle it very well. Fay really amped up the pressure and forced a Milford turnover. And now a chance here for Grand Island Central Catholic to erase an 11-point deficit. They trail at 1 point, 31-20. And now they find themselves only down three. On the baseline, Wardine double-teamed. And that's going to be a hell ball or a foul. It's going to be a foul. Coming up with a loose ball was Braxton Plexel. And then Plexel is going to be fouled by Grand Island Central Catholic. That's going to be 16 fouls on the Crusaders. And that'll be the third personal foul on Seth Wardine. So Milford at the free throw line could get a fair number of opportunities. They're a foul away from going to the line. Dangerous inbounds pass. Plexel comes up with it between a double team, passes it out to Klein. Klein picks it up, gets it right back out for Plexel. Plexel now left side in the hands of Klein. Klein lets everybody cycle through. Now he'll drive to the baseline, and we got a timeout. Milford head coach Tony Muller not happy with how this is looking. He calls timeout with 2:12 to go here, third quarter, a 3-point Eagle lead. We're back after this.
Big business, small business, home-based business. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a sure copier to fill that need from Eakes Office Plus. Located in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings, and online at eakes.com. Eakes Office Plus.
Congratulations to the Crusaders from Master Stylist Salon. Call for an appointment now for your prom styles. Take advantage of great tanning offers, too. Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island, now on Facebook, too.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back. Ever since falling behind 31-20, pretty much Grand Island Central Catholic has taken control of the game. They're on an 11-4 run here. And has been able to get themselves right back into the game. But Milford will have the basketball here. As Tony Muller, the head coach, not happy with how things are going here with 2:12 to go in the third. His offense was having a little bit of trouble getting into any sort of sink at all thanks to the pressure being put on by Central Catholic. They enter it in on the inbounds pass, though. Quickly, jumper by Anderson. No good. And the rebound by Tyler Staub. Not a bad look there, but Staub ends the possession with the rebound. So still a three-point ball game. And with dribble, Wardine. Posting up is Fay. Fay kicks it out for Klender, who gets it in the corner. A lot of contact. Stoltenberg was hit as he put up the shot. And no foul called. They tie up the loose ball. And you could see that Stoltenberg's arm moved dramatically after contact there. And in the air, releasing the ball, most people would call that a foul. But none there. And Faye's going to inbound it. Nice backdoor cut shot. Now we've got a foul. Nice pass for Seth Wardine. And now Wardine will go line and shoot two. Wardine, two out of three from the free throw line here in the game. And he'll have a chance here if he hits both of them to make this a one-point ball game. Free throw is up and good. 7 points in the game here for Seth Wardine. By the way, Herman was Whistlevay's first personal foul. Herman with 13 points in the first half. None so far here in the second. Minute 41 to go here, third quarter. Second free throw by Wardine on the way and good. We got a one-point ball game. Once down by 11, now the Crusaders are down by only one. Plenty of time as Folkerts brings it in the offensive zone. He came in after the free throw. And they'll give it to Braxton Plexel. And Plexel's pass is knocked out of bounds by the Crusaders. Stepping through that passing lane was Klender. And, well, there just wasn't room to grab it and pull it down on that sideline. Weber will inbound. And they'll just toss it in here for Anderson. Anderson standing on the Gator logo here at Lincoln North Star High School. And they'll get it out for Weber. Plexel, nice backdoor cut, shot, layup, good for Kyle Herman. And again, you over-pursue. They open up a lot of that lane for those backdoor cuts. Here, Faye's going to fire a three. It's no good. And Anderson snags the rebound. Here comes Milford, trying to add to their lead here. Plexel gives it on the baseline for Folkerts. Under a minute to go, three-point lead for Milford. Dribbling is Weber here in the third quarter. Gets it for Plexel. Plexel hits the three. Braxton Plexel, his first field goal of the game. He drains the three, and that lead is back out to six. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Bay with the dribble, drives the baseline, throws it to Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg has to pick it up near midcourt. He was surprised by the pass. And Wardine has it now between circles. Now the Crusaders may very well be working the clock here, looking for the last shot. That's exactly what they're going to do under the advice of head coach Bill Gavers. Bay, they give it to Wardine. They cycle through, top of the key. Stoltenberg has it. He'll hand it off for Fay. 5 seconds to go here. Now four. Fay steps up, fires a three. No good. The tip at the buzzer. Oh, that would have been pretty, but Seth Wardine's tip from about 15 feet away, one-handed, off the mark a little bit. Great athletic play there by Wardine, but the shot won't fall. Neither will the three. And so we head to the fourth quarter, and Milford with a 40-34 lead. The fourth quarter coming up right after this.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
You Save Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town, along with the lowest prices and best service, too. You Save Pharmacy, with an all-new location on 4th Street at 13th and Webb, and featuring Scooter's Coffee House at Stolly Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Crusader players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. Go to equitableonline.com to find the tools you'll need to put your financial game plan in motion. Equitable Bank, bank with the E, member FDIC.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln North Star High School. Milford has possession of the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They get it to Plexel in the corner. He drains a quick three, pushes their lead right back out to 9. And we've got a full timeout taken by the Crusaders. 18 seconds into the third quarter. Timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic with 7:42 to go. We'll remind you that coverage of high school basketball, the boys state basketball tournament, is brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36-mile-per-hour Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet and American Revolution. And again, just a couple of quick hits by Braxton Plessel. He hit a three-pointer late in the third and now one early here in the fourth quarter. And after Grand Island Central Catholic made this a one-possession game, obviously early to talk about number of possessions, but making it a two-point ball game, and then hit a couple of quick threes, and the next thing you know, it's a nine-point lead once again. So what was a three-point lead, suddenly up to a nine-point lead once again. So, again, Bill Gaber's talking to his team maybe a little bit about picking up the intensity on defense. As a 7:42 to go here, being down 34-43 is not what they had in mind. One of the bad things about these consolation games is you get a pretty good basketball team that loses their last two games of the season. Someone's going to do it. Crusaders would prefer it be Milford. Top of the circle, Fay. Now they'll kick it left side for Barrientos. Barrientos with the dribble. Bounce pass right back out here for Wardeen. Wardeen, they clear out for him. He'll penetrate. Now kick back out for Barrientos. And around the perimeter we go. Right side, Fay has it. Now he faces the basket. On the baseline, he is pushed and then helped up by Braxton Plexel. Plexel with the foul and the good sportsmanship. That'll be the third foul of the second half here on Milford. And O'Connor will toss it in. The bounce pass for Fay. Fay steps in the lane and body contact, and he'll head to the line. A little push whistled on Jacob Weber. I'm going to say it was before the shot, and I would agree with that. That'll be third foul on Weber. So inbounding, they get it to Wardeen. Wardeen steps through the lane and shot up and good. Seth Wardeen, first points of the fourth quarter here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And on the inbounds, Milford throws it away. It should be underneath the baseline. Yeah, it should be inbounded underneath the baseline. The official has the basketball in the backcourt. Yeah, no one touched it. So that'll be Grand Island Central Catholic basketball, and they've had some success inbounding underneath their own basket. So they're going to inbound it here as Turner Fade will toss it in. Catching is Stoltenberg. He'll fire the three. Back the iron, no good. And Plexel pulls down the rebound. In the corner is Dahl as they work it back around. And now Milford is going to spread the floor a little bit and make Grand Island Central Catholic move in this 1-3-1 zone. And again, if you're Milford, yeah, stay in the zone. We're up by 7 with less than 7 to play. In the corner, Jacob Weber, he'll fire a 3. It's no good. And the rebound by Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg looking for his first points, but he's got 7 rebounds. And now Fay, spinning drive, the shot, good. Turner Fay just cat quick, and then they force the turnover. O'Connor and Fay then went back and then attacked the inbounds after they came, kind of lulled the Milford into a false sense of security, and they forced the turnover. Another Milford turnover, and the Crusaders, after hitting a great bucket by Turner Fay, will now head back to work offensively. Wardeen with the dribble, kicks right side O'Connor for 3, no good. Rebound Stoltenberg, but Stoltenberg had to push. That'll be the fourth foul on Stoltenberg, and we'll walk down the other end of the court. And we're going to shoot free throws. So 3 fouls on Stoltenberg, 7 as a team now on Grand Island Central Catholic. So to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 is going to be Kyle Herman. Herman right at his season average. He's got 15 points here in the game. And his free throw bounces around, no good. And Fay took an extra bounce on him, and he was able to track down the rebound. I have him with 5 rebounds here in the ballgame. And the pass, knocked down, loose ball. And it's actually touched by the Crusaders as they're out of bounds. Wardine in a little scrum there for the ball. Oh, check it. Milford was out of bounds. Oh, that made more sense from what I saw on the far side over here. It will be Crusader basketball. And in the offensive zone is going to be Wardine. Wardine kicks left side for O'Connor. O'Connor trying to get it in for Fay. Loose ball is knocked out of bounds. And it'll be last touch by Milford. So the Crusaders will inbound underneath their own basket here. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter of the C1 consolation game. Inbounds goes to O'Connor. O'Connor will fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Weber. Weber gets it left side for Dahl. Dahl back out for Weber. Weber top of the circle gives left side for Taylor Klein. Klein is going to skip it over to Anderson. Anderson on the baseline to Herman. And Herman hits a 12-foot baseline jumper. It's up and good. And he now has 17 in the game and a 7-point Milford lead. 5:17 to go. Fay from the elbow. Jumper, no good. Rebound Anderson. Milford in the offensive zone. They kick into the corner. Klein has it, and they'll work back around. A little ball fake on the baseline. Herman. Herman finds a cutter and a foul as Boone Anderson got the ball and drove in. So Stoltenberg whistled for his fourth personal foul. And timeout, Crusaders. 5:01 to go, fourth quarter. It's 45-38. Milford with the lead. They'll be at the free throw line. We come back.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kurt Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Lincoln North Star High School, 5 minutes, 1 second to go here in the fourth quarter. And right now, Milford with a 7-point lead, and they're going to try to add to it as they'll be heading to the free throw line here. And again, 8 fouls have been whistled on Grand Island Central Catholic and 4 against Milford. So as the game progresses, Milford right now would be in a position where they'd have some fouls to give. And they just don't want the Crusaders to get very comfortable. And if I'm Milford, I would certainly take a lot of time. I would take a lot of time working some offense. That's one thing that's kind of in their favor. They want to milk the clock, and with a 7-point lead, I've been surprised a couple of trips already that they've shot as early as they have. Well, Boone Anderson is 0 for the free throw line here in the ballgame. And he remains that way as he misses the free throw. So he is 0 for 1, 2, 3, 4. And this will be his fifth free throw attempt of the day, and he hits that one. So the Crusaders down by 8, bring it into the offensive zone. Wardine with the dribble with less than 5 minutes to go, gives it left side for Fay. Fay skips it to O'Connor. Now left side for Wardine. Wardine cycles through, gives it right side for O'Connor. O'Connor to Wardine. Wardine looks to the inside. Now they'll skip it out here for O'Connor. And O'Connor back out for Wardine. Skip left side for O'Connor. Fay now will get it now top of the circle. And they're going to clear things out on the right side. He drives to the right. He's picked up there. They actually double-team him with that zone. Great ball fake. Drives in, nice in, and he's going to head the line as he draws the contact. Just kind of doing a little dance out there. Once you kind of get somebody wearing a purple jersey in the wrong way, drove in strong with his right hand, and now Fay will go line and shoot two. He is 4 for 4 from the free throw line here in the ballgame. Got 19 in the game. And make it 20. He hits the free throw. Makes it 46-39 as Barrientos checks back in here for the Crusaders. Second free throw for Faye, up and good. He's got 21, and the basketball in the hands of Weber. Crusaders trying to trap the ball, but Dahl works it up ahead, lays it up, and oh, no good. He gave it off to Herman, and Herman went strong to the rack, and now he'll go to the line, and he'll shoot two. And Dahl drove in hard, was able to give it to Herman, and then Herman was fouled by Wardine. Wardine has four. Stoltenberg also with four. So a little bit of foul trouble here for the Crusaders. And another problem is they're hitting their foul shots are the Milford Eagles. Herman hit the free throw here. And he hits another one. The two straight free throws pushes that lead back out to eight with 4:08 to go. Wardine here in the fourth quarter for Grand Island Central Catholic. Kicks right side. Quick jumper by Barrientos, and he hits the three. Tyler Barrientos drains the three-pointer, and down that far sideline, Anderson has it. Anderson jump stop on the baseline. It went off his foot and out of bounds. He had the jump stop, but what he didn't do is he didn't grab the ball. It fell out of his hands, went off his leg, and out of bounds. And so that'll be a turnover on Milford and an opportunity for Grand Island Central Catholic. They're down by five with 3:49 to go here, fourth quarter. With it, Turner Fay. He'll step back. Hit a three! 24 in the game for Turner Fay, and in the offensive zone comes Dahl, and timeout Milford. Milford calls the timeout. They lead it by two with 3:34 to go. Timeout Eagles. We'll be back right after this.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Milford led by as much as 11 in the early stages of the second half here, and Grand Island Central Catholic has not led since the early stages of the second quarter. And right now, this is as close as they've been. They are down by two, 48-46. Milford does have the basketball, as Jacob Weber will inbound here for Milford. He'll do so on the baseline. Home of the Navigators here at Lincoln North Star. So standing on the letter V in Navigators at the baseline is going to be Weber. They'll enter it in for Dahl, and Dahl will kick it right back out for Weber. Not much happening on that inbounds play. And great pressure being put on by Ansbach. His pass is, tipped out of there by Herman. Herman gets it back here for Milford. Oh, just an eyelash away from being stolen by the Crusaders. And Ansbach, great pressure being put on Weber. Weber, 5 second count going on. And now we got a reach whistled on the Crusaders. Now, Weber, when he used up his dribble, now, that 5 second count after that point got awfully close, but he was able to get the ball to Dahl, and Dahl now will go to the line, and he's going to shoot two. That's 10 team fouls whistled on the Crusaders. Free throw is up and good. Second free throw on the way, and this will make it a two-possession game, and it does. A little early to talk about that, though. 3:10 to go here. Fourth quarter, 50-46. Milford with the lead. Bounce pass on the baseline to Wardine, but it's stolen away and then knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders. The steal by Weber, and then Ansbach trying to get the ball back for the Crusaders from Grand Island Central Catholic. He wasn't quite able to do it. So Milford now will inbound on the underneath the Grand Island Central Catholic basket. It's Klein. 5 second count going on. Dangerous pass, and it's stolen away. Barrientos comes up with a steal, gives it to Fay. Faye's going to drive, dish back out to O'Connor. Open top of the key is Wardine. His three, no good. And then a foul on the rebound. Milford will head to the free throw line. The foul on O'Connor is his fourth. I didn't see who they gave a foul to earlier, so I'm not sure if there's another player out there that's got more foul trouble, but Stoltenberg has four, O'Connor has four, and Wardeen all with four here for Grand Island Central Catholic. The free throw by Dahl is up and good, and he's hit his last three free throws. In fact, his last four free throws. And again, he bends the knees, puts up the free throw. It is up and good. Six-point lead here for Milford with 2:49 to go here, fourth quarter. With the basketball, Turner Fay. Fay going to be picked up at half court by Kyle Herman. They're going to clear out for him, and he'll take it at, in the lane. A little floater up and good. Turner Fay hits the jumper. And now the steal. Barrientos with the steal. He'll kick it out to O'Connor. Now they give it to Fay, and Fay will set things up here. Four-point game. Fay is held. Well, that'll be a little hold on Klein. That's the first on Klein. Sixth as a team here on Milford, so the Crusaders will inbound underneath their own basket. Turner Fay, they're deciding to close to that line where they could have gone to the baseline. It was near the free throw line. If it was below it, it'd be underneath the basket, but it's inbounded on the sideline. And Wardeen will get the inbounds, who will hand it off here for Fay. Fay with that little shuffle and dribbles between the legs. And now he'll kick left side, stepping up Barrientos, who hits the three. Third three-pointer of the game here for Tyler Barrientos. Second of the fourth quarter. It's a one-point ball game. Milford works it up ahead here to Klein. Klein pass tip. Loose ball picked up by the Crusaders. Barrientos has it and will get it off for Turner Fay. And the fans for Grand Island Central Catholic on their feet. And the ball knocked loose. There'll be a turnover against the Crusaders and then the foul. So Milford will walk to the line and is going to shoot two. Anderson, the one who came up with a loose ball, he's going to go to the line and shoot two free throws. He is one of five from the free throw line. So this is not necessarily bad news for Grand Island Central Catholic. That was the second foul on Fay. And as soon as I say that Anderson's probably the guy to send to the line, he gets a free throw. 53-51, second free throw up, rolls around and good. A couple of free throws for a guy that hadn't shot very well from the line. And now it's a three-point ball game once again. Minute 38 to go as Fay has his pocket picked. It's stolen by Weber. Weber across the timeline. He's going to slow it down. And the loose ball. Ansbach tried to force the turnover to Anderson. And all sorts of bodies flying out of bounds over there. And everybody helping everybody up. The officials are right in the middle of it, but both these two teams have been very gracious in terms of helping each other up throughout the course of the game. But there is a foul on that far side. That's going to be an Ansbach. That's going to be his fourth. And now Anderson, he's going to go line and shoot two, and the first one's good. Well, after missing four in a row, Anderson now has hit four free throws in a row. Makes it a two-possession game with a minute and a half to go and hits another free throw. 56-51, 90 seconds to go as Fay will bring it into the offensive zone. Gets a little screen, takes it to the right. He's well behind the three-point arc. He's going to pick it up. Kick left side to O'Connor. O'Connor with the dribble as Milford picks up the intensity on the defense, and the Milford fans are on their feet. Fay's got it. We'll give it left side for Wardeen. Back to Fay. Fay dribbles through and has it stolen away by Anderson. Anderson with the steal, leading the break. Jump stop, shot, no good. Rebound, Milford. Pass back out, little ball fake here, and Herman is pushed. And now Herman will go line and shoot two with 56 seconds to go. The foul is going to be on Barrientos. And with 56.2 to go here, it's already a two-possession game. And Herman can make it a three-possession game if he stays hot at the line. His free throw well short. That one had no chance of going in. Stoltenberg checking back in, as is Tyler Staub here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Five-point lead here. 56 seconds to go. Make it a six-point lead with the free throw by Kyle Herman. 57-51. As Faye brings in the offensive zone here. Gets a little screen. Steps up. Fires a three. No good. High for the rebound is Milford, and Anderson pulls down the rebound, and then he is fouled. Six-point ball game with 44.5 to go, and now the mountain gets a little steeper here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Especially if Boone Anderson can hit a free throw. And we'll find out whether or not he can after this timeout. Timeout Crusaders, 44.5 to go, 6-point lead for Milford. We're back after this.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High School, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Call to find out more about enrollment or visit gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
You Save Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town, along with the lowest prices and best service, too. You Save Pharmacy, with an all-new location on 4th Street at 13th and Webb, and featuring Scooter's Coffee House at Stolly Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln North Star High School, home of the Navigators, and right now home for Milford as they've got a six-point lead. Home of the consolation games. Half the consolation game is being played here, the other half being played over at Lincoln High. At the free throw line right now, Boone Anderson. And Anderson, we mentioned earlier, did not shoot very well from the free throw line, but he's now hit five in a row. He'll have two free throws here, and the first one's up and good. That one's probably the most crucial of the two, because that made free throw makes this a three-possession game with 44 seconds to go. Second free throw is up and good. So it's an eight-point ball game. Faye has it at midcourt, gets a little screen, kicks on the right side. Here's O'Connor, who hits a three. Tyler O'Connor drains the three-pointer, and now Milford gets the ball in the hands of Anderson. Anderson right back out for Dahl. Dahl gets it over to Weber, and Weber is fouled. Now Weber will head the line, and he'll shoot. And that is the fifth personal foul on Tyler O'Connor, and O'Connor fouls out of the game with 28.3 to go. Here in the fourth quarter, he is fouled out of the ball game with 6 points. He had a couple of big three-pointers here in the second half. And so O'Connor, the senior, will sit down for the last time. Free throw here is up and good for Weber. First point of the ball game for Jacob Weber. First trip to the free throw line as well. 6-point lead, now make it a 7-point lead. Milford hitting their free throws, making that mountain a little bit tougher to climb here for Grand Island Central Catholic. 25 seconds left. Fay will step back, lost the ball momentarily. He'll kick right side for Barrientos as his shot blocked. Loose ball picked up by Herman, and Herman's then going to be fouled. It's already a three-possession game, and Grand Island Central Catholic short on timeouts, and that is going to do it. Herman at the free throw line, he's going to shoot two and try to add to a 7-point lead. The free throw is up, and it's now an 8-point game. 62-54, and now Grand Island Central Catholic is going to concede. They are dumping the bench. Garrett Coble checking in. Owen Furby came into the game. Riley Shoemaker. Still out there is Barrientos and Trevor Cornelius. Those are the five representing Grand Island Central Catholic High School right now. The free throw by Herman is up and good, and that'll give him a little breather as well. Well, we're going to call timeout here with 14.9 to go, a 9-point Milford lead at 63-54. And they call a full timeout. We'll just keep it right here. Remind you that Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, is helping bring you coverage of the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. Reminder for you that Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, at the local coffee shop. It is the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. So go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, and the best of luck to all the area athletes. And again, they called a full timeout. Neither team really needed a full timeout. They just kind of talked about things a little bit. Milford does have some of the regulars back out there. Boone Anderson in the game with Jordan Coates and Chandler Folkert. So they have one starter out there at least. In the offensive zone is Cornelius. Cornelius kicks in the corner. There's Barrientos. His three is no good. Rebound is going to be pulled out of there by Milford. And now dribbling around is Boone Anderson. And that's going to do it. Your final score, it's Milford winning the third place game, 63-54 over Grand Island Central Catholic. So the Crusaders, who lost only one game heading to Lincoln, go 1-2 here in the state basketball tournament. And Milford comes away with a third place trophy, 63-54. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the scoring for both the Eagles and the Crusaders. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Congratulations to the Crusaders from Master Stylist Salon. Call for an appointment now for your prom styles. Take advantage of great tanning offers, too. Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island, now on Facebook, too.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Big business, small business, home-based business. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a sure copier to fill that need from Eeks Office Plus. Located in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings, and online at eeks.com. Eeks Office Plus.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Crusader players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. Go to equitableonline.com to find the tools you'll need to put your financial game plan in motion. Equitable Bank, bank with the E, member FDIC.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln North Star High School as a final score in this one. Milford with a 63-54 win over Grand Island Central Catholic, and fourth place medals right now being handed out to members of the Crusaders. Turner Fay being given his medal and a nice hug from the coaching staff here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Tyler O'Connor as well. As we mentioned, eight seniors here for Grand Island Central Catholic wrapping up their careers. And again, yesterday didn't go the way they wanted to. That overtime loss to Minden, and now this morning didn't go as they planned either as Milford picks up a 63-54 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. And you want to look at a couple of numbers that really accentuate how this happened for Milford in the fourth quarter. This is just the fourth quarter now. In the fourth quarter, Milford hit 18 free throws. They went 18 to 21 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and they win it by a final of 63-54. And let's check the numbers here for Milford. Leading the way for them was Kyle Herman. He finished with 22 points on the night. Corman Dahl finished with 16 in the game. Jacob Weber hit a couple of free throws in the fourth quarter. He finished with 2. Braxton Plessel hit a couple of big three-pointers in that second half. He finished with 8. Boone Anderson with 9. And then Chandler Folkerts with 2 points here in the ball game. For Grand Island Central Catholic, well, leading the way for them, Turner Fay finished with 26 points on the morning, and Seth Wardine with 10. Brennan Ansbach in the early stages of the ball game finished with 3 points. He hit a big three-pointer early on in this game. Tyler Barrientos hit 2 3-pointers in that fourth quarter where things were starting to get kind of interesting. He had a couple of threes, and then Tyler O'Connor finished with 6 points as he hit 2 3-pointers in the second half as well. Grand Island Central Catholic, they finished the season at 25-3 on the year as they fall here today to Milford by a final of 63-54. And again, for Grand Island Central Catholic, they just couldn't quite get going well enough offensively in terms of hitting some outside jumpers. And Milford always, you know, they just didn't make any mistakes necessary to get Grand Island Central Catholic back into the game. So once again, our final in this one, it's Milford 63 and Grand Island Central Catholic 54. Congratulations to the Crusaders on an outstanding season and finishing fourth here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. Well, that's going to do it. A reminder for you that coming up later today, there will be the Class C2 consolation game for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and Doug Duda will have that call for you. And remember that all state championship games are being heard on the ESPN Superstations in Central Nebraska, 1550 in Hastings, as well as 1460 in Kearney, the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. All the championship games being heard today. And again, later tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the C1 championship game as Minden will take on Norfolk Catholic. That'll be the late game of the day. I'm Randy Bushkar. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll send it back to the Breeze, back to the studios, and thanks for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your day, everybody.
The following Boys State High School basketball tournament game was brought to you by the Boosters at Tournament Time and is a production of Platte River Radio Sports.